This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, rid the burdens of your sins. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It's an honor to be here on A to Z. We are talking about ridding ourselves of the burdens of sins. So, you know, sometimes we have a tendency, well, usually we have a tendency to not really understand what sins are. Of course, you know, we don't have so much time on the program to be able to talk about all the various different variables about sins, but I guess if we talk about the very essence of sins, it is in reality disobeying the commandments of the Almighty Allah. And it is this disobedience to the Almighty Allah and this rebellion against the Almighty Allah, which we call sins. And of course, they have various different forms. Now, there are certain things that sins do to us. You know, one of the things is that if the soul or the heart is this white piece of paper, or this white parchment, this white piece of cloth, what sins do is that they create a dark spot upon that. And then the more sins that we commit, God forbid, then the more black spots are added to that white piece of paper. Eventually, if, God forbid, things become really, really bad, then what happens is that that white piece of paper is completely filled with black, and there is very little white left. In general, my dear brothers and sisters, listeners, we have to be very careful of sins. We need to stay as far away as we can from sins. You know, many a times we are in full control of what we are doing, and many a times we know fully well what it is that we are doing. And despite knowing these things, and despite understanding that we are disobeying the Almighty Allah, and that we are rebelling against the Almighty Allah, who really has given us so much that we should be ashamed to be rebelling and disobeying Allah, we still end up doing these sins.
رمضان المستبين جاء بالنور المبين رمضان 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 القانتين.
Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So we're talking about ridding ourselves from the burden of sins. Now, sins, as we said, are the, in essence, the disobedience to the Almighty Allah, and it can occur in various ways, in various forms, and via various means. So already we have opened up three different chapters just within this one chapter of sins. Now, we won't talk about them because we don't have time. So, of course, I guess perhaps it would be nice to give a hint, but, you know, sins in the various forms can either be not doing what is wajib and obligatory, or doing that which is forbidden and haram. On the other hand, it has various different aspects and via different methods. We can do it physically via our actions or via our thoughts, and of course via different means that are available to us. So for example, we can use the internet to search for inappropriate images or videos, or we can, download music which is inappropriate, and vice versa. So anyways, these are sins. Now, the holy month of Ramadan, this is what we want to get to. This holy month is a month which teaches us and guides us when it comes to Islamic lifestyle. It helps us to spend 30 days building and renewing and strengthening our Islamic lifestyle. It is the most excellent opportunity to ask for forgiveness and do istighfar and plead the Almighty Allah for His mercy and His compassion. He is the all-merciful. He is the all-compassionate. He is the most quick to forgive. And we have hope in Allah's forgiveness. But of course, Allah's forgiveness comes about if we regret what we did and we sincerely repent. And the holy month of Ramadan is the month for repentance.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.